So we have on the line the mother of the girl in question that's been suspended from the middle school, Jane West from East Windsor. Jane, hi. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jane, very much.
So I have a couple questions for you. Number one, has the school ever said anything to you now since the article was published that's different from what we know?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, this whole thing has turned into a racial hate situation, and that is not how this whole thing started. My daughter purchased that shirt online. She was born in Richmond, Virginia. We are from Virginia, and we relocated up here. Long story short, my daughter wore that shirt all last week, and it wasn't an issue, or the week before. Last Monday, I got a phone call at 10 minutes after 8 from the assistant vice principal, Mr. Blunt, believe it or not.
So this is a hoodie that goes over a T-shirt, and she wore it all week.
She wore it all week, the whole first week.
Okay.
Now, the day in question, last Monday, when all this happened, I got a phone call at 10 minutes after 8 from the assistant vice principal, and he told me that Tori, this was at 10 minutes after 8, mind you, and school only starts at 8 o'clock, that he had a whole list of students and teachers that it offended.
Well, is it possible that during that entire week, kids were coming up to him and saying something?
Well, it could be, but unfortunately, all that changed. You know, we went from having a whole list of students and a whole list of teachers to eventually what happened was I received a phone call last Wednesday from the principal herself. When I asked just who these students were, of course, they hide behind the confidentiality.
Right.
And what happened was last Wednesday, I was in Virginia with my daughter at this point because she had been suspended. And the principal told me it was only one staff member that had come to her and complained because apparently, her claim of being upset was that it was her great-great-great-grandfather had been killed by the KKK and then wrapped in the Confederate flag, and that was upsetting to the staff member. So my whole thing and my whole question here is, the schools are built for educating the students, not for making all the staff members comfortable.
Yeah, but I have to ask you this, Jane. I agree with you, and it's not about making staff members comfortable, but let's say that person came to you personally and said, you know, Mrs.
West,
my great-great-grandfather, and let's say you liked this person, and my great-great-grandfather, okay, and all I could think of every time I look at your beautiful daughter is my great-great-grandfather. You probably would have, because you sound like a nice lady, gone, you know what? I'm not going to let my daughter wear it anymore, right?
Well, you know, you bring up a very good point, because at that point, when I was speaking to Miss Stein, the principal of the school, she told me how adult-like my daughter was, and you know, that all of her friends were very diversified from all walks of life, and how she carries herself like an adult. So my question to Ms. Stein was, well, why didn't you approach my daughter and speak to her and explain this to her? And I said, she's not heartless. My
right.
daughter probably would have turned that sweatshirt out at that point.
Okay,
time.
So now at this you point, know, why are you holding so fast to this, and why don't you just get rid of the sweatshirt? What's the big deal?
Because that's my daughter's choice.
But
that's
Jane,
First Amendment right.
So then you're
Why
being,
she...
so then your daughter is stubborn and, or you are, and you're not being sensitive to somebody else's feelings.
Well, at this point in time, at the way the school handled it, most definitely.
Okay, so you're just doing it for spite. At least, Jane, just admit you're doing it for spite.
No, because it's not a spiteful situation.
Yeah,
at this
it is.
Point.
Yeah,
why
it is.
Why doesn't the school step up to the plate? Now, why would they call me Wednesday and tell me that Tori is more than welcome back into school on Monday?
Okay, but now that you know what it really was, and it was some poor teacher who's black and is hypersensitive.
Not a teacher. It was a staff.
Whatever, staff. I don't care who it was. It could be the janitor. Whoever saw it that got upset. Why can't you at this point, unless it's just spite, say, you know what? You know what, sweetie? Tori, you're a great kid. Why you want to hurt this old lady or man? Just get rid of the sweatshirt.
But the bottom line is, I don't even know that this lady or man really exists.
But assume that it's... I just don't understand why you're holding so stubborn. I just really don't know.
Because when you get into a tangle with these stubborn idiots at public school, you don't... You dig your heels in.
Yeah, but you know what, Dennis? See, I disagree because I want to tell you why. Then you get to a point where you're just... cutting off your nose to spite your face. And I think that that person is a stubborn. And then we've been through this before. Just because you think you're right about something, it doesn't mean that you have to be so stubborn about it.
True.
You can also just be a reasonable human being and say, look, I know they're wrong. Teach your daughter, which I think is a very important lesson. Look, honey, I know they're... Like, my daughter was abused by a prosecutor today in the courtroom. I wasn't going to bring this up. You know what I told her? We had two choices. I could get on the air and trash him, which I really wanted to do. And she said to me, let's be bigger than that. Even though he's wrong, she said to me, we know we're right, but let's just let it slide. And Jane, I feel like that's what you should teach your daughter now.
Well, you know what? And I respect your opinion, but that's just what it is.
Yeah, because you're stubborn. Because you're stubborn, and God bless you.
It may be important to know.
You know, I got to tell you, it's how we were treated throughout this whole thing. Now, why would you call me on Wednesday? You call me up, you tell me the shirt is causing a major disturbance with students and teachers alike. Yet down the road, it comes out that it's one staff member. Then you call me up 2 days later, tell me my daughter's welcome back into school, although you suspended her, and then tell me she can wear the sweatshirt to school.
So their final decision was that she can wear it to school.
Now she can wear it to school because... Once the truth came out.
God bless her. So you know what, Jane? You won. She gets to wear that sweatshirt. Good for you.
Exactly. But
I hope that you put. You should
believe she's going to get a fair and decent education in that school.
Oh, please.
So right now, the last week, I have been calling the superintendent. I have been calling the principal since last Thursday, asking them to please call me. Let's sit down. Let's work this out.
It's worked out. You got your way. You kicked and screamed and got your way. It's worked out.
What more needs to be worked out, Jane?
Now I feel that my daughter needs to go to another middle school.
Okay, you know what? You need to sue them.
Right.
Jane, why don't you sue them and get $1 million?
She's more interested in getting her out of that school because she's not happy with the administration of that particular middle school.
And she thinks she's going to find something else in another school when she wears a Confederate flag? Please.
Well, you know what? That remains to be foreseen. We could sit here and beat that all around the bush, can't we?
Maybe we could be grown up about it and move on. And maybe your daughter, is miserable. Was your daughter happy in that school and successful up until that day?
No.
Oh, so then there's much more. So then there's much more.
There is much more. She was targeted for wearing an I Heart Boobie bracelet last year.
A lot of kids
were. Awareness.
Right.
You know, this is not about hate here. This is about her heritage. It's about her First Amendment rights.
Stop it
says
already.
Here, well, it may be important to note.
Heritage.
It may be important to note that you have an older daughter who is biracial.
And I also have a black son-in-law, and my daughter's first boyfriend was black.
Okay,
youngest daughter.
So, but why is that important to note? Nobody ever accused her of wearing it out of hatred.
Well, she's saying that
they most certainly think that that's the case because that's the first questions everybody says. Listen to the news and watch it, and you'll see the comments from older African-Americans saying there must be a lot of hate in that house, all because she's got a Confederate flag bedspread and because she wears a Confederate flag sweatshirt.
Yeah. All right, Jane, we wish you the best of luck moving forward, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
Okay, thank you, and you all have a nice day.
Thanks,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Jane.
Appreciate the call.